on this second day of why set up a school program and how to go about it, I am glad to be using a computer. And some of the articles, as well as the events taking place in days gone by, I'm using this to enjoy the use of this and to remind you that you can take a break. This is the wonderful thing about having a computer-like thing. You can listen to it for a time in the presentation that is done, if it's a audio presentation, a sound presentation. But you can also stop it, go off and speak to somebody, like I was able to go by and speak to Brother Ray Pazur, who is now preaching down in Forest, Mississippi, and who teaches a class here at Magnolia Bible Center on Thursday nights at times, and all kinds of good things from him. He is a wonderful student of the Old Testament studies and historical studies and like, and how it relates into the Bible. But I got to go out and visit with him just a little bit as he had arrived here at Magnolia Bible Center, and to enjoy talking with him a little bit, and then come back now and begin once again talking about how this can benefit you. And I thought that the first point we want to make would be that it can benefit you from the standpoint of your being able to stop it and come back and resume virtually at the same point that you left it. And so it's just good to do. When you have a church bulletin going on, you find yourself studying and presenting material all the time. Now, what do you do? How do you present that material? What's the topics that you choose? Do you run out? Well, if you base your topics on needs of people, you don't run out. And you'll find yourself identifying needs sometimes by the season of the year. For example, back on January the 7th, 2018, the first bulletin of the Crockett Church of Christ, where I now get to preach, the new year of 2018 will serve better one day at a time. In what state did we leave 2017? Were the good intentions of 2017 set aside quickly as we went forward in the past year? Dr. Field of TV fame noted, "The best indicator of future behavior is past history." And someone else has noted, "The modern definition of insanity is keep doing the same old thing in the same old way while expecting a different outcome." The prudent man foreseeth evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Proverbs 27, verse 12. Prudent means crafty, sensible. He sees danger up ahead and hides himself. But those who are simple and do not see that danger, they go on and are punished thereby. By thinking ahead and having better preparation, we can change the outcome of 2018. And don't get tired out making the changes all at once. Rather, change them one day at a time. Well, that was the article for the first Sunday there in this year, January 7, 2018. I based it on the idea it's a new year, what to write about. And that's what I wrote about. I may have written about that several other different times during the beginning of the year. What was the second article? The second article was about a great need that we have at the Crockett congregation, and everybody has in congregations, family growth. Rearing a family is not the same as raising a corn crop. Rearing has a mind and thinking with which to work. Raising a crop may deal with outside forces such as rain, fertilizer disbursement, and sunshine. And there is a nature's influence. But no mind of choice is in the crop. The mind of choice is in the heart and life and the mind of a child growing up in a family. Too many have decided rough treatment is the way to a disciplined life. However, Jesus noted those who live by the sword will perish by the sword. And it seems to teach me that this is not the better method. Explanation is a must in our time of rearing children. The idea of helping and understanding is seeing the Savior more clearly by the youth. We have devotional thoughts with songs which are sung at our youth group. Why? This is the reason in this paragraph. Providing better understanding. Growth in the spiritual walk of the family must involve prayer and on the part of each member. It's good and godly growth when we ask God in our lives in the family. That was the second article of the year 2018, published on January the 14th, 2018, Family Growth. What about the third week, January 21st, 2018? Difficulty in changing habits. I thought that that was a need that we would consider, how that habits are going to continue on if we do not go about changing. But it's difficult. Difficult. A habit is just a habit. It is an unchanged practice which often occurs without previous thought. If we were to think of what we're doing in the presence of God and mankind, we probably would be more disposed to alter our practice. But the habit persists when no thought is given. That is noted to us in Philippians 4 and verse 13. Reckon this is the reason God desired people to remember Him. Often God is the last thought when sin is chosen. We miss the mark as sin is defined and hold on to it when we forget the God of heaven and His will. Notice in Hebrews chapter 4, references made to God in regard to those who failed to believe in Him as they should. They did not enter into His rest as the days went by back yonder in the Old Testament time. And the same thing will be true even today if we forget about God. Let's change some poor habits and make some richer habits more a portion of the heart. By love for God and service of thoughtfulness, we will be forever blessed. What a blessing it will be. I've put the advertisement on this third week that I've been invited to go to the Nesbitt Church of Christ for their Standing in the Gap Bible Lectureship on January the 26th through the 28th, and to speak on the subject, the Church and Doctrine, on that Friday the 26th. I enjoyed doing that. And I enjoyed putting this advertisement in front of people. What about the fourth week? I won't persist in this, but I want to give you the first four of those needs that I saw for the new year. The church continues. When Jesus said, "I will build my church, and the gates of Hades, hell, will not prevail against it," He set forth the principle of endurance for His church. Though hatred, despisement, and persecuted to the degree of many deaths, the teaching He gave endures and has come down the stream of time in discovery and shared with you and me. We are to carry the Lord's name, His church, and worship faithfully forward. With hope, others will be added to the church, Acts 2, verse 47, just as they were as the church began on the day of Pentecost. When Jesus noted, "I will build my church," Matthew 16, verse 18, He began the use of His body, Ephesians 1, verses 22 and 23, to add the saved to the church day by day, those who were being saved. His body was strengthened, every new member that's added to it. Isn't it a good thing for this to continue? Our task is to be sure the church is unaltered as time goes along. Being the same purpose is very important to us and to the Lord too. We invite others one at a time to come and sit with me for the worship service. Filled the principles of the first century church and the zeal of the message being sung and shared today. Let me ask of you this. This training school for better service was coming about in that very week. We were talking about the 48th year. And we have an official opening where we have a speaker to come in and officially do the opening of the training school program each year. It's not because we're not doing the work. We've got students that are studying with us in December and early January, just as well as the latter part of January when we have the official opening. But it identifies to people that we're there, that we're still beginning, and it's the new beginning year for us, and they were part of that. I'm thankful that they came and were a part of that, and that they remembered what we were talking about in the church being able to continue in its teaching of the gospel. My brethren there need that. I need that. My family needs that. These are needs that everybody need and cannot do without. That's church bulletins. You can find those bulletins and opportunities to share those bulletins right and left. When we find ourselves doing God's will and God's way, we find ourselves doing something that is organized in teaching for us to do. And your computer can hold that information a long time and benefit you in a great and good way. You can fix up flyers to mail out to others about a school that you have begun or a work that you have begun. We gave an advertisement out for the benefit of Sardis Lake Christian Camp, Session 4. Invites you again to attend on campus. Others will join us on the roadsides for the fireworks of 4th of July at dark, about 8:20. Bring a little ice cream. Store-bought is fine as we have more and more campers choosing the store-bought rather than churn style ice cream. We have a full 140 session this year, and so in doing this we want to have enough for everybody there on campus as well as those who come to visit us as well. July the 4th on the Thursday 2017. Well, you've got a flyer that you can mail out to folks. Perhaps you put a little picture at the top of it. You can set up a little opening there, and you can put a little picture there. I put a picture of a sunset that we often see at the lake, Sardis Lake, on Wednesday night going down to the sunset that's there. We find ourselves enjoying a flyer that we can mail out to others. Let me ask of you, how do you keep those things? How do you know what you've done before? Computers have such good distance to it and good memories to it, it can be a benefit to you greatly if you'll do that. What a blessing it is to have the opportunity to do that. Articles that you write need to be remembered. You need to think about the opportunities. In 2010, I was working there in Batesville and working with an index of at-issue publications. At-issue was what I entitled that. And in 2010 index, I listed there what issue was there, at-issue. Priority, seeking first the kingdom. That's at-issue. Allowing God to direct us by His Word. Traits of righteousness and evil, those are issues. Whatever is not of faith is sin. That's an issue. Reconsider the Lord, not doubt. Sanctification of life, how? Every how of sanctification is an issue. Types of discipline, issues. God built all things. Temptation, how to overcome. Teachers and responsibility. Joy and rejoicing and encouragement. Those are all the index of 2010. I got them to be smaller. I reduced their size. Put them in a little column on the left side of the first issue of 2011. An index. And I wrote the following about that. Having an index of books, files, films, tapes, and manuscripts is so helpful. When questions arise to the repetition of topics and the sharing of such material with others. An index quickens the pace of discovery and makes original material so useful once again. What about life's index for you? Somewhere you have an index of those joys that I've that you have experienced and what experiences you've had. And as a result of that, you can remember where you were and what you did in that regard. And then I close that particular article. Might you have an index in mind of the struggles experienced in life? Same questions. What, with whom, where, what is the outcome? At issue could be the power to overcome temptations, because we watch and pray that we enter not into temptation, like Jesus said in Matthew 26:41. But at first, the issue is the question, do you have an index of those struggles that you've gone through? How about that along the way? I did a second article in November in that year, second issue. At issue, God talks about Jesus. Jesus was viewed by others with a variety of viewpoints. Jesus had a question for them, found in Mark 2 at verse 9. Our Lord asked, which was easier to say, rise up and walk, or thy sins be forgiven thee? Obviously, the worldly would seize upon the idea of the unseen and would say, it's easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, than to say to the man, rise up and walk. But Jesus said, so that you may know that I have the power to forgive sin, I say, rise up and walk. And the man did. In the ministry of Jesus Christ, in this study, he had the justice, mercy, and power of God to forgive. He had the power to show that he had that power by doing the miracle that he did. Issue number 3, God wants to supply strength to our lives. His plan within us is to make the spiritual walk more real than the physical sphere. Note the verses speaking to this issue. Romans 4 and verse number 20. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. In Romans 15:1, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. 2 Corinthians 10 at verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And 2 Corinthians 12 at verse 10. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. I saw that particular need of God wants to supply strength to our lives. And I looked in my mind to remember verses that dealt with the idea of God supplying for us, and how that we ought to be people who are faithful to God. Then I looked at a concordance and looked at the word of unbelief and some of the verses that dealt with unbelief and dealt with the idea. And then I looked at infirmities and the thought about when we face infirmities and troubles, what do people do in order to stay faithful to God? And I worked that article out of that. After all, it takes time to study and to do those kind of things. And so I did. I studied, and we enjoyed that way of life and that way of doing things. When you find yourself in a computer and you find yourself saving some things with a topic like MSOP at issue and outlines from 2018, you'll know that your article from Memphis School of Preaching was there. You'll know at issue was several more articles. And you can find article after article that you've done through the years if you will save them, and it'll be easily saved in a computer as you do that. As I have mentioned, there are great needs about believing in God and God's Word. Here's an article that I wrote and sent to the Gospel Gazette, where my good friend there and worker and faithful Lewis Rushmore was able to print in his publication of Gospel Gazette. And Gospel Gazette is available to you, and it has 20 years or more of materials there at Gospel Gazette in the archives. Articles that have been written that get to the meat of the coconut as you read them. Is the Bible the Word of God? I wrote, and it was printed back yonder when. There are many challenges to the Bible. These challenges were advanced by some who were well educated in some circles, but uninformed in this area. The Bible claims to be the Word of God. In evaluating this claim, we find unity of the Bible, though written over a period of 1,600 years. The facts of the Bible will be verified again and again, and the purpose of the Bible to help us live for God is a sacred purpose. The accuracy of the Bible in matters of science, history, and culture of the time is held to the highest standard. Life is in the blood, Genesis 9 at verse 4. Now how did Moses back there know that? How did the writer of Genesis 9 at verse 4 know life is in the blood? And how did later on, as Paul referenced to the matter in Acts 17 verse 26, all men are made out of one blood to dwell on the face of the earth? There are various types of blood that you have to have in order to transmit blood from one to another, but all men are made out of one blood, Acts 17, verse 26. And the body without the spirit is dead, so also if faith hath not works, James 2, verse 26. These are statements that have to be examined again and again and are found to be accurate and true. An unbeliever must deal with these claims. Finding them to be accurate, why will he not move into belief and obedience? Well, the articles that you write can be put in one section, Gospel Gazette. The idea of the articles that were written. I did an article on new me means new ideas to change things in my life. Where is God when I need him? Overcoming present temptations. Context of Scripture and conversion. Context of Scripture and enjoyment. Those particular articles were part of Gospel Gazette, Happy in the Lord. And finally, predictions for the future. Well, you'll have those articles presented. You'll have those articles for use in other publications that you may use. Since these were several years ago, I found some of these articles to be beneficial to the little tract that we write there at Crockett and have out every month or two. And that advertises our website, advertises our time of services, and gives them a little extra in regard to a few words of thought, predictions for the future. This will be beneficial to people as you work with the articles that you saved under a particular topic on your computer screen. That's a good thing to have done. This is Robert Rawson. I'm in the Cecil May Jr. Academic Building on the campus of Magnolia Bible Center and the Kosciuszko Church of Christ. Doing this recording, looking at my computer screen, seeing the information that is projected on the screen, and to share with you this information that I hope you can use in your use of a file in your file cabinet or a computer that has it right there in one place on the screen.